international law recognizes that heads of state and government, like now Prime Minister Bin Salman, enjoy immunity from civil suits or, in fact, from criminal prosecutions in the courts of other countries. So under international law, he had immunity here. And for that reason, going back decades, every administration has asserted immunity on behalf of any foreign head of state who is sued here in the United States, often for really horrific actions. When I was legal advisor of the State Department, I had to sign a immunity determination for Pope Benedict, who mm-hmm. was sued with respect to the clergy scandal. So this was not a favor to Saudi Arabia. This was simply compelled by international law.
Brick, what do you say to that? Decades of precedent here.
I think the reason that that doesn't hold here is that MBS is not the head of state in Saudi
Arabia.
He is
prime minister, right?
Well, they just made him prime minister, so he might be able to, you know, argue this point. But the fact is, the head of state in Saudi Arabia is the king. This is just a prince. So the only one who would have this right under the international law would be the king.
What would be the U.S. options in this case? What would you have liked to seen happen?
What I would have liked to see is that he could be sued, and that is specifically allowed under the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act and its exceptions. Mm-hmm. He's not being tried criminally here. Mm-hmm. This is a lawsuit to get a compensation for the murder of a man, a very great man, in fact. So for me, this is not a case where it was governed by international law at all.